Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is, you can eventually turn it, you could eventually become a master of it.
Most of us were handed a script the day we were born. Go to school, get the job, keep your head down, work harder, smile through it, don't ask questions, retire eventually, if you're lucky. But what if you're not lucky? What if you've done everything right and you still wake up every morning exhausted, anxious, or empty? What if you feel like you're just existing, not living? I've been there. I know what it's like to be burnout, not just from work, but from life. From trying to please everyone, from carrying burdens no one else sees, from wondering if this is all there is. But I also know what it feels like to wake up one day and say, no more. To say, this system isn't working for me. To say, there's got to be something better. The Sovereign Mind is for people who are ready to reclaim their lives, not just politically, but personally. It's for the single mom working two jobs who still can't get ahead, or for the young man who's lost in the noise of opinions and expectations. For the person silently asking, is it too late to start over? This podcast isn't about perfection. It's about permission. Permission to be real, to be free, to ask questions, to change your mind and your life. We'll talk about freedom, not just in government, but in faith, in finances, and in relationships, and most importantly, in the mind. I'll share what I've learned and what I'm still figuring out. We'll hear stories, we'll sit with the hard stuff, and we'll move towards something better together. So if you're tired of the grind, if you're aching for peace, if you've thought about giving up, please don't. There's still hope. There's still freedom. There's still time to become who you were meant to be. You're listening to The Sovereign Mind. Freedom starts now.